When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, we're short or brown or round, but we're queer. I've got a feeling you're onto something here.
From King's Place.
And if you're worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Deborah Francis White, and we are playing Global Pillage, the panel show where we trot across the planet, snuffling out the truffles of intrigue. Not that I'm implying the teams are bores. In fact, they're comedians. Let's meet them now. On my left, playing for Swiss Chocolate, Philippa Scoffi and Sindhu V. And on my right, playing for So Ha, So Good, Paul Sinha and Sophie Duca. So firstly, Philippa Scoffi, what makes you diverse?
Well, I'm white.
I mean, on this panel it makes you diverse,
male,
but not normally. Not on most panels, not on any other panel that's ever happened in the history of British podcasting.
I'm of Swiss parents.
Swiss parents?
Yes. My mother and father were both Swiss.
And you only had a Swiss passport till you were...
Till I was... Oh, I had to go. I was working in Dubai, and it was cheaper to get a British passport than get a visa with my Swiss passport. I don't know about 10 years.
We thank you for your patriotism. And you're a mind reader, not a comedian,
yep.
Which is exciting for us.
Yep.
I mean, it's worrying for us because it's a quiz.
We're not going to win.
What, you've predicted that?
Yeah.
Are you just going to throw it now? I feel like he's going to throw it.
We're going to win. Apparently, we're going to win.
Right, okay.
I always just make up the questions. So this is the first time I'm worried people might actually get them right. Because if you read my mind, I'll just be like, no.
You're quite impenetrable, Ned.
Oh, stop it.
Sindhu V, how are you diverse?
I have children that are English and Danish. I mean, look at me. I shouldn't have kids that are English and Danish.
The podcast listeners can't see you.
Oh, that's true. Actually, I'm diverse because... So in February, I went to my niece's wedding. She's Indian, but the wedding was in Thailand because I don't know. One of the things that happened, which having lived outside of India for so long struck me as so odd, is after the wedding and the girl comes home, because you live with your husband's family, and she comes home, she's left her family, there's been a lot of crying, and she tries to enter the home, and all the sisters or cousins of the boy line up and join hands and don't let her enter. And I thought, well, that's a bit mean. She's just left her whole family, and they don't let her enter, and she tries, and then she doesn't know what to do, and then someone has to pay them so that she's allowed to enter the house.
Who has to pay?
someone, I guess, I don't know, like the boy's uncle or someone who wants this thing to move on, you know? I don't know.
There are a lot of traditions like that in India, isn't there? They steal the shoes the wedding and you have to buy them back.
And the crazy thing is Indian parents, from the moment they have a child, all they're thinking is, how am I going to marry this child? Who am I going to marry this child to? They're so desperate to get you married. And then the actual wedding, everyone's trying to make it stop. You know, I'm taking the shoes. You're not allowed in the house. It's all very strange. But then they pay off these girls. And then the girls say, no, we need more money. Because, you know, Indians, we like a good bargain. We do. We bargain for everything. And so then they have to give more money. And the poor girl is just standing there waiting to enter her husband's house. And I thought to myself, that's kind of mean, although there is a good lesson in it, which is there are no free lunches.
Good. You know? Good to know.
Yeah.
And Soha So Good, Paul Sinha. You're the har of the Soha So Good.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I was promised a free lunch, though, and I'm very disappointed.
Please go and get Mr. Sinha a free lunch. So how are you diverse, Paul?
For a start, I'm, as far as I'm aware, the only member of the British Asian community who left a career in medicine to pursue his dreams in entertainment.
Your parents must have been so pleased.
Absolutely delighted, fully supportive. I also describe myself as a problem-drinking gay atheist Hindu who currently lives with his part Jewish boyfriend. I don't think you can get much more diverse than that, really.
You don't.
Well, Philip's parents are Swiss, so...
Philip's got two passports. Yeah. Sophie Duca, how are you diverse?
I am diverse because I am black British, but also because I'm a comedian and my skin, I don't know if this is related, repels pen ink. So I can never do the thing where people write their sets on their hand because my skin just... I need to see that now.
I mean, is that true?
I feel like it comes off, is what I'm saying. It always comes off, but it's really... like.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's more magical than anything Philip can conjure. That's incredible.
There's got to be a harrowing Oscar-winning documentary about this.
Exactly. Now I feel like, in addition to being white, I have pen hand privilege. And I've got to live with that for the rest of my life. Keeping the scores in Pedant's Corner and putting the sass into stats, it's Ned Sedgwick.
Hello.
And over on the keyboard and key engaged, it's our very own music lord, Mark Hodge. Ned, have you had a global experience recently?
Have you ever tried to explain or show episodes of anything to do with Alan Partridge to someone who's just moved to the UK?
No.
It does not work. So, fluent English, Italian guy who I met, I was like, oh, I heard English comedy so good. I was like, oh, you'll love this. And I just showed some Alan Partridge and they were like...
Did he just think...
It's like, because it's kind of like, you know, Five Live journalists and stuff. It's taking the makeup out of them and they're shaking their heads. It's just layer after layer of kind of little British stereotypes.
I suspect someone who wasn't British would think that's just what we're all like.
Yeah.
I suspect he was just looking at you going, Ned, that's you.
I do base
Who's
quite
the
a lot
butt of
my...
this joke?
Yeah. I do base quite a lot of my diction on him. So it's kind of... Because for all... He's a consummate broadcaster. Say what you want about
it's
Mr.
exactly.
Parker.
I wonder why the man didn't laugh. A consummate broadcaster. On every episode of Global Pillage, Mark takes a song from some far-flung folk and makes it into something just for us. Over to you, Mark.
We're in Mexico. This is El Rancho Grande. Does anyone here speak Spanish?
Who said there was Spanish? Yes, great. So you must speak it.
Yeah, okay.
Do you?
He could be Catalan.
Are you a little bit Spanish?
Yes.
So
the rest is Argentinian.
I'll give you a brief excerpt, and believe me, sir, your Spanish is not going to help you here.
Te voy a hacer tu calzones como les usa el rancho. Te los comienzo de lana, te los aguado del cuero.
Did that mean anything, sir?
Not much, no.
No.
I've definitely heard the phrase two calzones.
And today, first up is our themed round. And we found a subject that could grind you down or it could perk you up. That's right, it's coffee. Ned wrote that. Consummate broadcaster.
I did no such consummate
broadcaster.
I made a very good barista joke, which I think might be the first in the English language.
All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. The Prussian king, Frederick the Great, wrote a treatise on how coffee is not a good way to start the day. What did he suggest as a more patriotic alternative? Swiss chocolate.
To have sex.
Just start the day with a quick revivifying shag.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Perks you right up.
Yep. Move on, next question.
Okay.
I presume that's where the phrase lie back and think of England comes from.
There you go.
So far, so good. What do you think Prussian King Frederick the Great wrote a treatise on about a better way than coffee to start the day that was more patriotic?
Invading other countries.
he was
quite the invader, Frederick the Great of Prussia.
Can you name anywhere he did invade?
A lot of men, actually. Now, this is Frederick the Great of Prussia, one of the greatest military leaders of all time, was gay, and it's actually quite sad that his dad had one of his lovers executed, because his dad would not accept. So he did invade a lot of men.
What would we say invade? Invade doesn't sound like a very... hashtag me too word. It feels like coerced consent.
I mean, the standards were very different in the 18th century. I suspect you had as much power as Frederick the Great, but the hashtag really didn't come into your mind. But he was a big army man, Frederick the Great, so I don't know if there's anything to... I wasn't being flippant when I said invading other countries.
Oh, you've got another answer?
A clue there, I think, from Paul. Maybe something physical, exercise. Maybe not coital. Just physical.
Okay,
but I mean, that is the best kind of exercise.
It is, no doubt.
Yes.
No
Certainly doubt. The most enjoyable.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
More enjoyable than Zumba. For most of us.
I think it was burpees.
Burpees. Very specifically.
Yeah, I think it was burpees because I think they're a very Prussian type of exercise. And I feel like that would be a real good way to get up and go in the morning.
Singing?
All right, okay.
Could it be something musical, singing?
All right, well, let's throw it to the hive mind. Hive mind, what do you think Frederick the Great suggested as a more patriotic alternative to coffee in the morning?
Vodka.
Of course.
Vodka.
Water.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think water was patriotic?
They have water in Germany. They
make it there. Yeah, okay. Because they have water there.
Yes.
Yeah. They source it locally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
He's not going to give that answer in 10 years' time.
Anything else? A more patriotic alternative?
Oh, beer.
Ooh. Well, you've had your turn. Yeah. So are you playing for the hive mind?
Beer!
I'm afraid it is the hive mind's term, so beer is now an option. Yes. So if you think it was vodka, buzz now. If you think it's water, buzz now. If you think it's beer, buzz now. You are correct, it's beer. I'm afraid, Paul, you threw them a great big 10 points.
The ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice, yeah. But you still feel good about it because you got it, didn't you?
In the end, it took me way too long.
No. You know, I just feel like drinking beer would make you burpy. So I think...
But also, I said beer. Say beer, and then he was like, no, I'm going to... What did you say after I said sex?
Exercise in general, but
exactly.
So you said beer.
You did say beer to me.
So you said to the man, "I've got a good idea." He said, "Oh, my idea is better."
No.
This is why we don't allow straight white men on this show.
This is horrible. What's happening? And I feel very uncomfortable.
You are the victim.
I predicted we were going to lose. Giving the correct answer is not going to help with that prediction, is it?
Old Swiss passport over here, I'm telling you.
Anyway, Frederick the Great saw coffee as an extravagance, as he was brought up on beer and gruel. But the only time he made himself coffee was when he was on campaign, where he boiled it not with water, but with champagne. So he was like, oh yeah, coffee for the average person, that's an extravagance, but... having champagne coffee.
It's fine for me.
I'm invading countries, guys. Like, I'm doing God's work.
God, I'm really intrigued to try that now.
Yeah, same.
Coffee with champagne. We've got to try it. Why will your Italian waiter try and talk you out of ordering a cappuccino after lunch? Swiss chocolate.
Because of all the milk in it. They think you should only have milky drinks before 11 a.m.
Why would they think that?
It's an Italian thing. I don't know what to say.
The answer on my card is not, it's an Italian thing, just to be clear, because that could be the answer for every question.
Is it a trick question? is cappuccino the Italian for the capuchin monkey? They might think that ordering a monkey after lunch is just an extravagance too many.
There's that bar in Melbourne, Pellegrini's, and if you go in there and ask for a latte, they just bring you a glass of milk.
So you say a latte, and they assume you mean milk.
They know. They know.
Being assholes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's an Italian thing.
It's an Italian thing. Hive mind, why will an Italian waiter try and talk you out of ordering a cappuccino after lunch?
It's a morning. They only drink it in the morning.
Because they only drink it in the morning, right?
Like
you're an Italian in the front row.
Yeah, it's a morning thing.
That's what I mean.
I never really questioned it.
That's not what's on my card.
There is a traditional folklore origin of it.
Of why it's a morning
thing.
Curdled by the afternoon because there was no refrigeration?
Is it possibly that Frederick the Great invaded Italy and so now everyone just has champagne coffees?
Nice.
Is it a church thing?
A church thing?
When in doubt.
Is it God's fault? Yeah, okay.
But I just want to say that when I said it was an Italian thing and then you were like, well, that's not really on the card, and then you asked the Italians and they were like, we don't know, it's what we do. It's an Italian thing. So even they don't know.
Okay, so we've got, it's religious, it's an Italian thing. Anything else?
Bad for digestion.
Bad for digestion. Okay, if you think religious, buzz now. It's an Italian thing, buzz now. Bad for digestion, buzz now. It's bad for digestion. You were correct, but you did not back the right horse. Italians believe that all hot milk will screw up your digestion. After about 11 a.m., all coffee in Italy is taken black. So that's the reason for it.
Just learned something new.
Yes. Where in Italy are you from?
Somewhere in the north, middle.
Somewhere in the north?
Are you from Italy?
What do you mean somewhere in the north then? That's the answer to someone with your Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Okay, you just thought we wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
Sounded like you'd forgotten where you were from, somewhere in the north.
I think there are a lot of football fans who listen to this show who were taken by Atalanta Bergamo's fantastic season in Europa League campaign this year, aren't there, Deborah?
I'm really not a good Italian. I don't know football.
Okay. All right.
This sounds more like more of a conversation for the Barnard. In Hong Kong, what do they add to a cup of coffee to make the popular drink Yung Yung? Swiss chocolate.
Egg.
Okay, all right.
Yep, egg.
Is it egg? Can't really tell you till everyone's answered, Philip.
I'll wait.
All right, so how so good?
Bubbles.
Bubbles, okay, sort of like that moo bar.
Well, there's tea the thing, Taiwanese drink bubble tea, so I wonder whether bubble coffee was the thing. It seems unlikely.
Orange juice.
Orange juice, okay.
Like a sort of breakfast. Dirty Bucks Fizz.
Best pop group ever.
Just a bit raunchy.
Yeah, I'm sure those videos exist online. Yes, Swiss chocolate?
Sweet milk.
Sweet milk, okay. Mm-hmm. Coffee and sweet milk. Hive mind.
Tea.
Ooh.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Condensed milk.
Condensed milk.
Sake.
Sake, which is actually Japanese, but I'm sure it exists. I'm sure it exists in Hong Kong. All right, so if you think it's sake, buzz now. I've killed that, no. If you think it's condensed milk, buzz now. If you think it is Coca-Cola, buzz now. And if you think it is tea, buzz now. You are correct.
Oh.
It's 3 parts coffee and 4 parts milky tea. They make a coffee tea drink. I mean, I can't think of anything worse, but then we have Marmite. Which everyone else just goes, what is it and why?
How can you not think of it? Chai latte is tea.
It's not a coffee tea.
No, that's just tea that's been desecrated, just like this. That's what it is. Really.
And it's the end of the round.
Coffee is not great for Fred. What are the scores, please, Ned?
That's lovely stuff. Philip is right with his prediction because it is Swiss chocolate in third place with 0 points. Second place is So Mar So Good with 5 points. And the Hive Mind are in first place with 15 points.
Woo!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
In English, when it's pouring, it's raining cats and dogs. But in Namibia, it's raining old women with clubs. What is the meaning of this foreign phrase, which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Ireland, they say, I'm on a pig's back. What do they mean? Swiss chocolate.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Okay, I'm having a wonderful time on a pig's back.
Yeah.
I think it means you're in a rush. You just grab the first beast of burden you could find. You're on a pig's back, but you're here.
I'm on a pig's back. I've just got to get to work.
I'm on a pig's back.
My car was broken down. There were no Ubers to be had. They were surging. I jumped on a pig.
I could have walked, but I thought, take the pig. Yeah.
I'm in a very cheap children's zoo.
Cheap zoo?
I'm in a very difficult situation.
Difficult situation, okay, on a pig's back.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a pig's back, something has gone wrong already. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a difficult situation. This is tough.
Okay, hive mind.
He said,
like, high on the hog.
Yeah, so it's a good life.
You're having a good life.
Wonderful time.
Yeah, wonderful time.
All-bacon diet.
All-bacon diet, okay.
We've all been there.
You're a woman?
Oh, you're winning. You're a woman. You're on a pig's back. I mean, it is the kind of thing that people would have said 100 years ago or last week backstage in a comedy club. Winning. Anything else?
You're all over the place.
All over the place. Okay. All right. If you think it's high on the hog, buzz now. If you think it's an all-bacon diet... Just the man who said it, but very enthusiastically. Winning, if you think you're winning, buzz now. And all over the place, buzz now. Okay, so you've gone with winning. In fact, it's to have good fortune or to be happy. So have good fortune, I would say, is winning. To be having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
So I think...
Philip had it, and then Cindy didn't back Philip and came in with a complete... No, you'll get the point. Oh, yeah.
So both Swiss chocolate and the hive mind have scored. In South Korea, they say, you're a cream spaghetti. What are you? What are you if someone accused you of being a cream spaghetti? Swiss chocolate.
You're sort of very precious, you know, like thin-skinned, along those lines.
Mm. Right, so milksop type thing. So how's it good?
You're from somewhere non-specific in northern Italy that you can't... You can't quite specify.
In a vague... You're on the witness relocation programme now, but once lived in Italy. Sure, OK.
I'm going to go for a lunatic.
What's the inclusive word for lunatic, Paul?
You're eccentric.
Eccentric. OK.
Yeah, I think eccentric, but not, like, mean eccentric, like adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, cream spaghetti.
OK.
Oh, little
so adorable eccentric. Cream spaghetti in
adorable,
a sweet voice.
Adorable eccentric.
Yes. Adorable eccentric. Hive mind. In South Korea, they say you're a cream spaghetti. What are you?
A tall white person.
A tall white person. Okay.
Overweight.
Overweight.
Boring.
Is that a heckle?
It's always hard to know in this part of the show.
It's all good, actually.
Wimp.
I mean, if these are all heckles. I mean, I am a tall white person, and that makes me worry. Anything else? You change your mind easily. All right, if you think tall white person, buzz now. Overweight, buzz now. Boring, buzz now. Wimp, buzz now. If you change your mind easily, buzz now. I don't know if you really got behind any of those.
I'm not going to give them points because they didn't back the right one hard enough.
Okay.
But they did save a right one.
They sort of did. It's a nerdy white guy.
Yeah, like a tall, nerdy white guy.
So tall, so it's like...
That was the 1,000-to-1 shot.
You're a cream spaghetti. So, well, they did say both a wimp and a tall white person.
Yeah, but they didn't buzz either, Deborah, and they have to buzz, otherwise the format of a show means nothing.
Sure. No, sure.
We may
as
well just start shouting.
All right, cream spaghetti.
One of my friends is a teacher in Korea, and he is, I won't say he's nerdy, but he is very white. And he heard all the kids calling him this, and he was like, what's this cool nickname they've given me? Like, legend, like, you know, massive Smiths fan, like, they probably know that. And then it turned out that they were just like, oh, you're a massive loser, mate.
Oh, it's a sad story, but it
he's all right.
Yeah, no. He's a white man. He's doing just fine. In Germany, what does it mean if someone is looking at the underside of a radish? So, how's it good?
They're hungry but suspicious.
Hungry but suspicious? Are you going to back that up?
They're on some sort of treasure hunt. One of their challenges is to look at the underside of a radish.
Right. Swiss chocolate?
Did they say suspicious?
They've already said suspicious, yes, several times.
Oh.
It's almost all we've said. Someone's looking at the underside of a radish.
Yeah. Good phrase.
It is.
But what does it mean?
Yes.
And
that's the thing, isn't it?
That
is the thing.
That's the definition of a quiz, Philip.
Yep.
Yes.
I like it.
So the idea of a quiz is I ask a question, you guess the answer, and if you're right, you get points.
Okay.
Swiss chocolate. Looking at the underside of a radish.
Looking at the underside of the radish. You're wasting time.
Okay.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah, wasting time. You see, I thought it, and then he read my mind, and then he said it. That's what we have here. So that's
I feel like that's why he was stalling. I was like, he's reading someone's mind to get the answer.
If only he were reading the correct mind. Hive mind.
What?
In Germany, what does it mean if someone is looking at the underside of a radish? They're nosy.
They're dead.
Dead. Anything else?
Paranoid.
Okay.
Meticulous.
Meticulous.
They're taking the piss.
Taking the piss.
Head in the sand.
Head in the sand.
Pedantic.
Oh, God. You're shortly going to shout out all the things there are. All right. If you think it's nosy, buzz now. If you think it's dead, buzz now. If you think it's paranoid, buzz now. Meticulous. Taking the piss. Head in the sand. Pedantic. You are correct, it's dead!
Was that another guess?
Yeah.
You're very good at this. Yeah. What's your name?
Kaysen.
Yeah. Brilliant. You're good at this game. Do you want to play on one of the teams one time?
Yeah.
Okay, have you got a diversity to bring to the table? Because straight white local men can't play.
I'm half Malaysian.
Perfect, you're in. Thank God. Are you a comedian?
No.
Okay, then you could be in the future.
Future
comedian. What are you studying?
Chemistry.
Okay.
Oh, that's not... I mean... Oh, no, I mean... No.
I'm afraid
It's not a very funny degree.
What's a funny degree?
I did ancient history, and my dad always said it was a joke, so...
Fair point.
I think one time we'll get you and Ned to be on the same team, and we'll call you Creamy Spaghetti. And it's the end of the round.
Radishes make you dead. What are the scores, please, Ned?
So Marceau Good are in third place with 5 points. Swiss Chocolate are in second place with 10 points. And the Hive Mind are winning with 30 points.
Yes. next round is the teams round. In this round, someone from each team has rustled up a question based on their background or culture to try and stump the opposition. Maybe someone grew up worshipping five gods, or maybe they grew up somewhere where people have never even heard of Take That. Let's find out. So, Swiss Chocolate, do you have a question for So Har So Good?
Yeah.
So here's what is going to happen. Swiss here, so this is how the name came about, Swiss Chocolate. Hello. So Swiss here is going to read out five facts about Switzerland, but one of these is not a fact.
I made it up.
And so you have to guess which one that is.
So Har So Good, you have to guess.
We've got one in five chance.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
which is
we thought
than the usual one in 100. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. We're being so nice.
I think you're on to score here.
Fact one. In Switzerland, it is illegal to own one guinea pig because they are prone to loneliness. Fact two. In Switzerland, if you fail your practical driving test three times, you have to visit a psychologist to explain why. In Switzerland, there are more millionaires than claimers of benefits. In Switzerland, there is a yearly festival in the town of Ostermundigen where blindfolded locals gather around the eldest pig in the village and shout the word Fuddliburger, which means a bourgeois person. Or, finally, there was a bar of soap made from the fat of Silvio Berlusconi, which sold for $18,000 at an art fair in Switzerland. One of them isn't true.
Well, the one I'm sure is true is the millionaires. Having been to Switzerland and had to declare myself bankrupt after several days in Switzerland, I saw a T-shirt there for £250 and it made me cry.
Can I fact-check one of the...
Yeah.
So the pig, what was the adjective you used for the pig?
Oldest.
The oldest pig. And what was it that they cried out?
Fuddliburger.
I just wanted to hear you say that again. Oldest pig.
That's the most outlandish of the statements, but also it seems that bourgeois is an unusual insult for any Swiss person to use against another Swiss person, given that bourgeois is almost a synonym for Swiss. but I think...
The guinea pig.
I think it's the sort of country that could send you to a psychologist if you failed your driving test three times.
I'll go with it. I think the pig seems like a fake answer, but I'm just worried about how they check the age of the pig.
I was going for the guinea pig rather than
okay, the pig. Okay, we'll go
I'm
for the
have
pig.
To hurry you so
the guinea
good.
Pig. The guinea pig.
Pig. Yeah. So the guinea
Ned?
Pigs?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, you don't, do you? Don't know everything. You've so nearly got it. I mean, the point about them bourgeois, they're actually a peasant people, the Swiss. It's very recent, this whole... But it is that. That's the made-up one. The,
oh, is it?
The pig.
The,
yeah.
The pig's made up.
Yeah, the pig's made up. Yeah.
It sounded so made up, yeah. I thought it couldn't be.
Aha.
the pig's made up, but all the rest is true. If you all can't have one guinea pig, what if one dies? You've got to get another one.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Within what window?
The pet shop window, I guess.
If you fail your driver's license three times, you've got to go and see a psychologist.
Yes.
That's outrageous. Yes. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'd love to analyse all of those. We've got to move on.
I passed my driving theory test. 26 years old. So, first time though, guys. So.
All right, creamy spaghetti. So Har So Good. Do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Yes. Yes, I do have a question for Hive Mind. Hive Mind, are there any fans of jollof rice in? Woo! Okay, so there are two types of jollof rice. Both my parents are from West Africa, and there are two countries that have a very strong jollof rivalry. Those two countries are Nigeria and Ghana. So jollof rice is a delicious rice dish. It has tomatoes, it's got onions, it's got spices in it, but there's one key difference apart from Nigerian jollof rice being shit. There's one key difference between Nigerian jollof rice and Ghanaian jollof rice, and I wanted you to tell me what that is.
Oh, what's the difference, Hive Mind?
Oil, cooking time.
Okay, oil, cooking time. Anything else?
The meat. White rice or whole grain.
It's the kind of rice, white rice or whole grain. Is it one of those?
It's not correct enough.
Okay, so it's sort of in the vein of one of those, but not one of those.
In the vein of one of those, but...
Okay, anything else, Hive Mind?
Cooking method.
Baked or boiled. Okay, is it that?
No, it's none of those. Okay. It's none of those.
Okay, it's none of those. What is it, Sophie?
It's the type of rice that they use. It's Ghana rice uses basmati rice, like fragrant long grain rice, and like Nigerians just use like bits of chipped up plastic. They just.
Okay, so far so good. Have scored. Hive Mind, can you now score? Can you throw Swiss chocolate a question they can't answer?
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm from Italy. So if you're in Italy and someone tells you someone is making you shoes, what does he mean?
Someone is making you shoes. Mm. What are they saying? It's an idiom. Then it's not literal, Philip. I can see what you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking I lived in Italy for a year and I never...
heard someone say that. Are you casting aspersions on our Italian audience
member? I'm just saying I didn't live there long enough.
For did you anyone hear to someone say that think to you? That?
No, not even. I was having a year off, actually, to be fair. Someone is making you shoes. Do I know? Clearly, I don't know. No. Do you know? No.
Well, he didn't take that very well. No, someone is making you shoes. Does that mean they want you to get out? Like, wear these shoes I made you and get out.
Is your partner about to leave you, maybe?
Can I guess? Is it you're about to die and it's like they make you shoes for your funeral?
I guess so, that's a way of getting out.
That's where it comes from, but it's not necessarily what it's used for.
Okay.
So it means that someone is trying to trick you, or like, how do you translate that?
Someone's trying to con you.
Oh, someone's trying to con you.
Yeah, someone's trying to con you.
That's okay, and it's the end of the round.
You should have stayed home instead. Let's close these nets.
So far, so good. We're in third place with 10 points. Swiss Chocolate are in second place with 15 points. And the Hive Mind are winning it fairly easily with 45 points.
Whoa. Next is the Smash the Patriarchy round, the round where the usual roles are reversed in terms of winners and losers and an unlikely victor takes a crown. Why? Because there might be only one question in this round, but it's worth double points. So although it looks small, it could have massive consequences. Cliffhanger time. Can either of these snatch glory from the jaws of the certain defeat they are currently facing? How did a chicken sausage save people's lives during the Portuguese Inquisition? And this is about smashing the patriarchy. Somebody rose up and they tricked or defied the powers. They spoke truth to power through this sausage.
Is it something to do with Nando's?
You're very close.
Because you made a really good chicken sausage and that put the Inquisition guy in a better mood, and then, you know, when you're in a better mood, you just feel better about the world, you know? You know how that inside-outside thing, like mindfulness and all that stuff? And so that happened. They ate the sausage. They thought, oh, I'm feeling much better. Oh, I don't want to stretch you to bits or whatever they were doing.
Okay, so how so good?
And go ahead, don't be Catholic. That's what they said.
Could all of Portugal's official executioners have been wiped out by a bad case of botulism?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what botulism is.
Oh, it's, you know, if you have bad chicken and then you get very ill.
Nando's. Okay, yeah.
The views of Sophie Duca are not necessarily the views of Global Pillage. If Nando's are looking to sponsor this show in any way, shape or form, we will take your money.
First is Nigerian rice, now is yes. This. When does this end?
It's never going to end. Okay, Hive Mind. How did a sausage, chicken sausage, save people's lives during the Portuguese Inquisition?
Was there a freedom fighter whose name translates from the Portuguese for the chicken sausage?
A freedom fighter that translates from the Portuguese into chicken sausage. Okay, so his name was chicken sausage.
Yeah, I mean, you might laugh, but those were the sort of quality answers he was giving earlier in the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Before he suddenly found his rhythm.
It's true. That's the kind of thing Kaysen would say, and it would be accurate if Kaysen said it. Kaysen, do you have any ideas?
I'm all out.
Kaysen, oh, we've put the pressure on him now. We've told him he's good, and he's lost his edge. Anybody else?
They smuggle, like, notes or something in it to do with, like, escaping.
Smuggle notes to escape? Allowed members of the Jewish community to look like they were eating pork. Ooh. Okay, so you can either shout hero, notes, or Jewish. 1, 2, 3.
Jewish!
You are correct. It was to protect Jews. Hanging sausages hanging sausages was a way of easily identifying as a Christian, as they were assumed to be pork-based.
You were given an option if you were Jewish or Islamic, that either convert or be expelled, and a lot converted, but kept their traditions going, so they still didn't eat pork, and it was invented in this town, and it's thought to have saved hundreds and hundreds of lives.
Wow.
I went to a Portuguese restaurant to try and get some of this, and they're like, yeah, we've got the pork version. I was like, that's not really the version. So you just got a sausage. You're like, yeah, really good.
The final round is our quick fire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz, and then shout out the answer as loudly as you can. Speed round. What Hollywood film was known in Portugal as Lawless Assholes?
Turner and Hooch.
Where's no. Someone in the audience shout louder?
Shout it. Correct. Inglorious Bastards from the Hive Mind. The peaceful hummus wars are being unofficially fought between which two countries?
I would say Greece and Cyprus.
Greece and Cyprus. Anyone got anything else? Israel and Lebanon. Correct, Hive Mind.
Israel and Lebanon.
Finish this line in the Vietnamese national anthem. The path to glory is built...
on Oliver Stone movies.
Not exactly that. It's by the bodies of our foes. Oh. What were American tourists advised to eat all day if they wanted to eat well in England? McDonald's.
Just normal-sized portions. smaller.
In fact, it was breakfast. Oh. Finish this Swedish proverb, those who wish to sing always what? Those who wish to sing always sing. Sure.
Buzz, drink.
Drink. Those who wish to sing always?
Can't.
In fact, it's always find a song, which is lovely.
No.
Only two countries have flags which are not rectangular. Name either one. So far, so good.
Nepal.
Nepal is correct. Do you know the other one?
There's at least two more.
What's the one that you know?
Well, Switzerland.
Correct.
And the Vatican.
And Vatican.
Ah, the Vatican, Ned.
That's good.
Really?
Ollie?
What shape is the Vatican one?
Yeah, Square. Again. Switzerland and the Vatican. Square.
You owe these guys extra points, because Nepal, Switzerland, and they identified another one. What is the most popular sport in Latvia? Yes, correct. Buzz basketball.
She needs to be on this show as well. Yes. She knows everything.
What popular cultural activity has been banned at the Cannes Film Festival on the grounds that it is grotesque? So how's it good?
Selfie sticks. Or
Selfies is correct. And it's the end of the show.
We have a tie in second place.
Yes.
Swiss Chocolate and So Har So Good, both with 25 points. And the winners with an excessive 80 points is the Hive Mind.
And it's the end of the show, so it's a ride on a lovely pig's back for our winners, but an uncomfortably close examination of a radish for our losers. And I'll leave you on this Sudanese saying, a large chair does not make a king, but having your own comedy podcast panel show might make you a queen. Please give it up for Philippa Scoffey, Sintu B, Paul Sinha, Sophie Duca, Ned Settring, Appendix Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard, you the Hive Mind, Payson, I've been Deborah Francis White, good night. I've been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. Questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hart. His recording engineer was Chris Sharp. Music for the sponsor, Ada Sharp, was Tom Selinsky. The programme associate was Jessica Foscue. Thanks to Zoe Jacob and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net. Caden, to be fair. Have I said your name right?
Cason.
Oh, Cason.
Everyone
gets it wrong. That's all right.
I didn't.
Are you sure you don't want to change the name of your team to Smug Chocolate?
No, I love him.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.